If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Amy Ferrero from Access, Sarah Leonard of the Sarah Leonard Group, Rob Lindemann from Lindemann Chimney, and Roy Spencer from PermaSeal. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
A packed show today, packed, so we're going to cut this short. Elwood, buddy, how many miles is Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We are live broadcasting from, I guess we're all live, but we're broadcasting from Rob Lindemann's shop here in Lake Bluff. Lindemann, Chimney, thank you. Heating and air conditioning. I'm trying to close my cord bag, and Jeremy jumped in to help out. So thank you, Jeremy. It's tough to do it. I'm righty, by the way. Everything's left-handed.
Oh, that's why.
That's why. Everybody turn their mics on, so that's good. Let's do ladies first. Sarah, I just arrived 3 minutes before the show. Leonard, how are you, Sarah?
I'm doing great. Thanks for pointing it out.
How long does it take to get from Crystal Lake to Lake Bluff?
This was a solid hour and 20 minutes.
And you left an hour and 19 minutes before the show. So that's great.
You're the best.
If our listeners want to reach out to you and talk to you about real estate, how do they reach out to you?
224-239-3966 or SarahLeonardSells.com.
What are you talking about? Crazy market, huh?
Yeah, just the market as a whole, and then also what to do this winter if you are planning to list in the spring.
Just read an article we'll get into later this morning from Axios Chicago about how first-time home buyers, the largest obstacle for first-time home buyers in the 25 to 35 range, is saving enough money for a down payment. Mm-hmm. And a large portion of that demographic is getting gifts from a family member or an inheritance before they're able to buy a home. So let's talk about that, because both of you and I dance on that dance floor every single day.
Definitely.
So if our listeners want to get you during the show or your team, how do they reach you?
224-239-3966.
Next to you is the Roy Spencer, but we're going to jump him to get to Amy Farrell. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Is Frank okay?
He's alive.
Okay. Somebody asked me, what's up with Frank? Is he okay?
We don't know where he is. He's been missing for a few days, but we're sure it might be a bender.
Do you miss him?
A little bit.
A little bit?
A little bit. We needed a break.
Frank Wazalewski from Access. Yeah, okay. Amy will be looking for a job on Monday. So if anybody,
I'm always looking for a job. According to Frank.
Roy, you might want to take an applicant. You might want to get a resume. So what are you talking about today, Amy?
Just general accessibility and what we can do to help people make their homes accessible.
Okay.
Special adaptive housing projects that we do with the VA. And like I said, general accessibility.
All right, phone number if our listeners want to reach out to you.
630-616-6249.
All right, we'll go good looking first. Roy Spencer, PermaSeal. How are you, Roy Spencer?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm great, but
yeah. I was gonna go age, but I don't want to make Roy feel bad. So
I'll go third with beauty.
Third with beauty.
It totally works for me.
You got it. You haven't been here in a while.
Well, I had to wait for it to rain.
I know.
Jeremy always expects me to bring rain with me,
so
I brought
you
it.
You did. So, yeah. Like, again, no. Unbelievable.
It's one of those, the first day that we've got where you could feel it changing, right? And when you walk outside and you're like,
oh, yeah.
Okay. You know, we're here, right?
It's going to be 60 next week. Come on.
No, I didn't say that, okay. But it's the first day, which, thank God, because my outdoor furniture is still out, and I'm just like, great, I'm going to freeze to death putting it away. But you walk out on a day like today, you realize what's coming.
Yep.
within the next 60 to 90 days.
Yeah, that's why God created fall. And we get this nature's wake-up call. David, get your furniture in.
Right.
And do what you need to do with your home to get it ready for winter. Well, you still got a few nice days of falls to do it. So it really works out well.
And for what are you talking about?
Oh, I was talking about the weather.
Right.
Today I'm going to talk about insulation, talk about in the basement, talk about getting ready for winter because, yeah, you can feel the cold coming, and we all remember what that feels like and cold floors and stuff. So we're going to talk about how we can help you get prepared for that.
If our listeners want to reach out to you and your tribe during the show, how do they do that?
Give us a call, 800-421-SEAL, S-E-A-L.
We saved the best for last, Rob Lindemann from Lindemann.
There we go.
Chimney Ouch. Heating and Air Conditioning. Sorry, Roy. I had to make up for my faux pas a couple of minutes ago. Thanks for hosting this. This is the second annual.
Yeah.
We were here last year as well.
We're happy to have you here. The rain jacked up my commute from 6 minutes to 7 minutes.
Appreciate
it. Certainly beats schlepping into the city.
Yes.
But I appreciate you guys all coming out here. We're happy to have you.
You have mimosas.
We have mimosas, too.
Yes.
So that draws a crowd.
Well, Jeremy's closer because he's in Algonquin, right? Or where do you live?
Spring Grove.
Yeah.
Algonquin.
Closer to what?
Well, to Chicago.
So every Saturday we could do it here.
Right.
Right. Yeah, this would be great.
Easy commute for you, easy commute for me.
Yeah, we could leave this set up.
We'll still be late. And Dave,
every day.
Yeah.
Dave will still mess up people's names.
Yeah, it'll be perfectly fine. Yeah. So we were talking prior to the show, because I got here at 8:30, Jeremy rolls in at 9:30, right? Even though he's like literally 15 minutes.
Such a show
but
off.
It's fine. It's fine. I come prepared, right? I like to get early. It's our generation, Rob. We like to come early. Sarah's still young; she'll grow into it. But we were talking about the calls that you got this week with water in listeners' fireplaces. And there shouldn't be water in a fire. I don't know nothing about building a home, as everybody, like Roy's going, I know. And Jeremy's going, shaking his head, absolutely. I am no idea anything about home anything, except how to pay a mortgage, okay? But water inside a fireplace that you were telling me is not a good sign going into the winter with that happening today. And why does that happen?
Well, today would be the perfect day to look at it. You know, get inside there and see if there's any water inside your firebox, or maybe even if you're adventurous, peek behind the damper. But when water gets inside the chimney and even on the exterior, you know, it acts like a sponge. So you got days like today, your chimney's getting soaked, right? And you'll see it. Even if it dries up, it'll still be wet tomorrow. And then if it gets cold, that'll freeze. So you got this freeze-thaw cycle with Chicago winters that just tears apart the outside and the inside of the chimney. So if you got water on the inside, not good. You want to attend to that so it doesn't get down there. And water on the outside as well is something that you should look at. Now, it'd be a bad time to pop up in your attic and see what's going on in there as well.
Okay. So wait for the commercial, turn the radio up, then go check your chimney, and then come back to the show and turn the radio down. Just wanted to give people out there, our listening fans.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, yeah, tune nice. In the show. Wait
You're
for
welcome.
The Northwestern game, or
yeah. Then, Stop. Okay, Mary's here. I'm gonna get Dave Ennett calling in saying why you're slamming Northwestern. So, what are we going to be talking about today?
We're going to be talking about annual maintenance of your systems, heating systems, the furnace, the fireplaces, your gas stoves, whatever you have that's heating your home right now should be maintained annually. So, we want to talk about why you should do that and what you know our services is included in what we're looking for.
Phone number?
847-918-7994 or lindemann.com.
Jeremy Hogel, get here at 9:30.
Sure. I think I rolled in at like
9:30. What are you going to be, as the weather changes, your business changes as well.
Yeah, same thing.
It right? impacts so, the outside work that you could do.
I think everyone's really talking about this preventative maintenance, right? So what are some things that, listen, we could pull your patio furniture and put it away for you.
You
right?
could.
So we have that preventative maintenance program that you could sign up for, David.
That would be
$600 great. $600 a year, and we would pull your furniture out and pull it in. when needed. So you that, could
we
you
should
could
talk,
do radio shows.
Yeah, we should talk about
exactly.
That.
So we could talk about that a little bit.
What's your
and
phone?
I'll just make sure that
everything's
you're not gonna,
functioning.
Yeah, this is so weird being this close to you right now.
Typically, Jeremy is on the other side you. Of the
yeah,
studio.
Exactly.
They're
and
touching.
Now we're literally
yeah, it's
12
like too,
inches.
It's too much for me.
I've loved your father. Sure, I was yeah. never this close to your father.
I get it. Yeah,
physically.
847-658-8989.
We're gonna take a quick break. Come back with Rob Lindemann talking about preventative maintenance and everything you should do with your furnace and your fireplace and all of that good stuff that you might not even think about, and the type of fire to burn and what not to burn in your fireplace. Because, like I told, I've mentioned this before in our fraternity house back in the day, because we were a bunch of geniuses. Anything that was flammable, that was our garbage disposal until they had a fire and almost burnt the house down 5-10 years after I moved out. So it's fun until the fire breaks out of the firewall and almost takes out your entire house and kills 40 young men. It's not funny anymore. So let's talk about that after the break. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720, 312-981-7200. I usually have it in front
Mega
of me.
Pros call and text line.
Thank you for that. 312-981-7200. Well, I got to make sure I don't give the other radio station Mary's here. I don't want to do that. 312-981-7200 is a Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. We are broadcasting from Lindemann Chimney Heating and Air Conditioning in beautiful Lake Bluff, Illinois. Rob Lindemann is going to be joining us right now. Your business was built around your dad being a firefighter. I know Lou talked about it during his show, and you've spoken about it here, but your whole basis of the company and the building that we're sitting in right now and broadcasting from had to do with safety and fire prevention, because that's what your dad was. He was a firefighter.
Correct. Yeah, it was a Winnetka firefighter here for many years and saw the need for the trade. It really boomed in the 70s. So around the 80s is when we got into it. Just after the energy crisis, the industry kind of emerged here in the United States. And, we took it from there.
What goes into rebuilding the inside of a furnace and rebuilding a chimney? Because when you see a home, right, and Sarah could probably chime in to this because she sells more homes than anybody here in Illinois. You see on the outside of a home, okay, it's got a chimney, right? So you're probably thinking it's got fire, Mr. Obvious over here. It's got a fireplace.
Not all the time.
Not all the time.
Okay. Not all the time. Okay. All right, yeah, so you don't even know.
Possibly okay. have a yeah. fireplace.
What's your question?
But the question is, thank you.
On to the next.
On to the next one. No, the question is, how often, how long should that chimney be in place without having to have it reconstructed, right? How long should mortar in this market, right? Because we're in Chicago, frost-free, freeze-frost. It's mushuggy weather all the time. But how soon, a 30-year-old home, you need to rebuild it? I guess if you've got a crappy builder that built it, an 80-year-old home. How often should you be climbing up on the roof? Not our listeners, but you to be inspecting a chimney.
You should be inspecting it annually. But to answer the original question, they can last 30 years, 50 years, 3 years. We've seen some beautiful homes locally that have just been built, and 2 years later they have issues.
Why do you think that is?
A lot of times the fireplaces are built without the proper materials. You should have a refractory cement in between the flue tiles. That's one of the common things we see, where you got this beautiful home, and how is it possible that 2 years later they have issues? So we see that all the time. And that's a simple fix by using the right material when you're building the chimney, and they just simply don't do that. A lot of times they go inexpensive with the trades when they build new homes. You know, it's a cost thing, and they cut corners. And
is there any regulations with that?
If you're building a home, the chimney does not get inspected properly before it goes to market. Yeah,
okay.
It's all sealed up. It would be like checking the electrical work after you put the drywall on.
That sounds like a new business for you guys. You could actually start inspecting other people's chimneys that they installed just to make sure it's done right.
It would be great.
but just so you don't have this problem.
Right. Because we see it a lot, and it's disappointing when someone hires a reputable builder and you see some corners were cut. But so a fireplace, to for people that aren't familiar with them, imagine you're going to burn a bonfire in your living room,
yeah,
right?
Bad idea.
What would you want to do to make sure that was safe, right? So first off, the bonfire is in what they call the firebox. And what you can see, you have these big fire brick, and then behind that, you have another row of regular brick. and that's what keeps the fire from, you know, burning the house behind it, right? And then you look above there is where the damper is, the thing that you open and close. You see a corbelled brick that goes up towards the flue. If you see corbelled brick, that actually should have a layer of refractory cement. Often that doesn't, so that's a good thing homeowners can do is put a flashlight up there, and if they see brick, they should have an extra layer of insulation to protect them, because on the other side of that brick is your home, right? So if you imagine putting your hand in front of a campfire in the backyard, 4 feet up, that's what it feels like right in that area. So you want to make sure that you have the proper insulation going forth from there. And then it funnels into about a 1-foot by 1-foot square tile that goes all the way up to the top of the chimney. And inside that are these clay tiles that are stacked on top of each other. As I mentioned, they're supposed to have refractory cement between them, but they sometimes don't. Those are expanding and contracting every time you have a fire. Right? The ones on the top of the chimney are ice cold, and then they're hot all winter long. So it's pretty volatile. So, but those tiles, and then there's a small gap, and then there's brick, and then your home. So we want to make sure that all that protection of the bonfire in your living room exits the top of the, you know, top of the chimney and out of your house.
So if our listeners see water, right, we're going into the bottom of the hour break. This is a longer break. It'd be a good time for our listeners to go over to their fireplaces and do the inspection, right, get a flashlight and see if they have that layer of protections on the other side of the damper, right? And if there's any water or moisture in the box, they should call you because it's a safety issue.
Yeah, if there's water inside, that's just going to – that problem never gets better. It always gets worse. Like it's a crack.
That's how Roy feels. That's how I feel. Right. If there's water coming into your house, it's going to get worse. Yeah.
And our lead tech, Sean, just let me know that one brick can absorb 1.5 cups of water.
Wow. One brick.
So if you're seeing the water coming out of the brick, there could be as much as 1.5 cups in the brick.
Wow.
If you've ever carried brick that has been set outside versus brick that's been inside, you'll know that there's you'll feel it.
Sure.
The difference.
Yeah.
The cost of the inspection of the fireplace and the chimney on top of the home, how long does that take, and what's the investment in that?
We book a 3-hour window for the inspection and the cleaning, and that runs $299.
$299.
So reasonable.
Always running promotions for WGN listeners, of course.
Is that per chimney?
That's per chimney. There's a reduced price for the second chimney. I think it's $99 for the...
That's Sean Peters, expert, extraordinaire.
Expert.
Pricing expert.
Sales, Linneman... professional
guru,
getting groomed for executive leadership board,
friend of Jeremy, by the way, in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
I mean, you know where all this is coming from. Like, you got anything else you could
take? Did we mention he's really handsome? I don't know if you guys know
we
that
could take
about
it
Sean
off
Peters,
air and give you guys a room in the other
we've done that
there's
before.
Another
we
conference
like each
room
other a lot.
Thank you.
Hey Sarah, real quick, how many sellers, I mean how many buyers do chimney inspections before we go to the break? How many sellers are actually, and I'm going to throw this to Roy, because we got the sewer routing question that I just came through yesterday that I talked to a listener whose son got absolutely blown up because he didn't check the sewer. So now we're talking about chimneys.
Mm-hmm.
How many buyers have a chimney expert come out and check the chimneys of the home that they're buying?
Not enough.
Zero?
Yeah, I would say in 19 years, I've maybe had 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
For that cost, they absolutely should.
Yeah. Right. You need to cover yourself. This show is about educating our listeners as to buying and selling real estate. And if you have a chimney in the house that you're buying, you need to have it inspected. Because on the other side of the break, I want to come back and talk about the investment it takes to do the maintenance and to the cost to cure on the inside and the outside. So what a $200 or $300 inspection will offset the preventative maintenance of this.
I would say buyers don't do it, but on a home inspection, 75% of them say you should have it inspected or have it, you know, chimney
almost
sweep.
Almost all of them.
Almost all of them. But it's like on a ranking of like an active leak versus that. They just don't prioritize it. Yeah. But, you know, that's obviously on them if something goes wrong.
Sure.
Right.
Well, we're going to find out how much the cost to cure is and the differential of the $299 or whatever the cost, the investment, I don't even look at it as a cost. You're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on a home, right? And that's got a chimney. You should probably take a look to make sure that the chimney of the house that you're going to be buying is in good shape. So we'll come back after the break, talk about the investment of doing the repair and replacement if it needs to be replaced.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're broadcasting today from Lindemann Chimney Heating and Air Conditioning. Just learned that all forms of management have left the building, which is awesome.
Woohoo!
So we are completely untethered now. We don't have to watch what we say, and the champagne's coming out, Rob, so don't worry about it. The show is going to get a lot better coming up here. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We were talking about how our listeners, and Sarah, the largest realtor in the state of Illinois, sold more homes than anybody, over 700 last year. The percentage of her buyers that actually inspect the chimney is minuscule. And now let's go into the cost of repairing a chimney, both on the inside of the house and the outside. So now, if you're looking to purchase a home, especially in this market, when things are starting to change, which we'll get into with Sarah later on in the show, you've got more of a stick if you're a buyer than you've had in the past 3 years. So you've got a lot more leeway and a lot more leverage to maybe you should invest the $300 or $299 with our pricing expert over there, is Jeremy's best friend, who keeps getting $100 slipped to him underneath the table during each break. So well, you want to mention his name so you get the $100?
That's what I was going to ask, Sean. Like, what's the most common...
There you go, another $100.
Yeah, what's the most common repair customers see on their chimney? Like, what... Cost-wise,
it would probably be good if Sean was by a microphone.
Sure.
Sean.
Yeah. We got to put Sean...
He's running.
He sees it every day.
So what do you see most?
That's a pretty loaded question based on the season. Okay. In the spring, it's obviously water repairs. In the fall, there's a freeze-thaw cycle. So it just depends. You just need to always be aware of what's going on with your chimney. If you see anything, smell anything abnormal, do yourself a favor. Look up. See if you see moisture, brick falling down, anything that's just out of the ordinary.
I'm not trying to be funny here, but what's a definition of an abnormal smell that our listeners should be aware of that would signal, hey, I got to call Lindemann?
Yeah. Anything musty, moldy, things of that nature.
Okay.
Because it shouldn't, right?
It shouldn't.
Inside of a chimney shouldn't be wet.
It shouldn't have any smell outside of like your normal house smells, whatever your home smells like, whether it be, I don't know, lavender, evergreen.
Yeah, that's exactly what my house smells like.
Roses.
I was using Jeremy as the guinea pig.
I got five kids, so yeah, of course my house. I got two dogs. Yeah.
Baby wipes.
Clearly smells like lavender, eucalyptus all the time. Yeah, you know. Is it chimney caps? Is it stuff? Is it flat? Do you guys check flashing? That's one of the calls that we get all the time, right? So, hey, I think my roof's leaking, or I think my siding's leaking. And then we'll be like, are you sure? So we'll walk up, look at it, inspect the roof, and we're like, well, it could be your roof, it could be your siding, or it could be your chimney.
So typically when we're
we'd rather have you kneel.
There you go.
It's a better
look. There you go.
You got your own microphone now, big.
Cordless mic.
There you go.
Is it on?
Yeah, you
just got to talk loud.
Just got to talk loud.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
you're up.
Yeah. What is it that we're looking at?
So typically, if we're coming out for an inspection, we are looking for any place of water intrusion. So we are looking at the flashing, the chimney crown, bricks, mortar joints, any cracks, anything of that matter where you can get water intrusion. We're going in the attic. We're looking up the firebox.
That's huge.
So we're in the basement. We're in the living room. We're in the attic space. We're on the roof.
Okay, so literally all parts of a customer's home, you're inside, outside, making sure that it's perfect.
Okay,
so that's an awesome inspection.
Hold this thought.
Yeah.
Sarah, let's go back to Sarah. You've been through hundreds, if not thousands, of home inspections. And we're not slamming home inspectors,
I got
a home inspector. It's going to be texting
Chuck.
Me.
Chuck's going to text.
Mr. Home. Oh, we do that. I'm happy. But Sarah, in all seriousness, how many home inspectors, what percentage of the home inspectors that you've seen and the thousands of home inspectors and home inspections that you've been in the home while the home inspector's been there, does as thorough of a check as was just explained?
Yeah, no one does.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing when you go to HVAC. That's what we were just saying. They're not trained and licensed and insured for this industry, right? And so they don't want to have their name wrapped around that. So typically what they say is you need to do maintenance on it.
Yeah.
Well, when you have a home inspection report, there's like fire items, like you got to put out that fire before closing, and then there's maintenance items. The chimney is almost always one that's just a maintenance item. And so to a buyer, there's no real, like, quote-unquote, need to do that right away.
Yeah, no call to action.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that's also perspective. You know, you can ask the homeowner, hey, when was the last time you done a chimney sweep or had an inspection? And if they had it in the past 24 months, it's probably a good idea to do that.
Well, and this month is Fire Safety Month, right? So do you guys know how many house fires occur from fireplaces? Come on.
Do you?
No. Yeah. I'm not a chimney guy. Yeah.
I actually don't think that they have it from just heating sources.
Okay,
I think
heating
it's the
sources
only,
in general.
Yeah, public.
Okay.
People,
yeah. No one wants to say fireplaces cause fires inside houses because then everyone's going to eliminate fireplaces. Kind of makes sense.
Yeah, just the way the statistics go, it's always down to heating sources.
So you're welcome. You're going to get no phone calls now. Everyone's going to eliminate their chimney.
It's lumped in with furnaces and heating units and stoves.
Do you see it frequently? Like chimney fires and things like that? Is that something that you
chimney
see
fires, yeah. We see them. When they ignite the entire structure, yeah. A handful of them are happening every year in the Chicagoland area.
Is that?
Yeah, most of the time, customers, people, homeowners, they don't even know that they've had a chimney fire, but there's always a telltale. When we do our camera inspections, the flue tiles, they go from cold to hot very rapidly, and they can only expand so much. And if they don't do so in a timely manner, they crack, they rupture.
Okay. So, I'm sorry. When Rob painted the picture of a bonfire in my living room.
Yeah, I'm
going home and bricking up my fireplace today.
Close that baby up.
Well, you guys did my fireplace, and you did that exact same thing. We had a wood-burning fireplace, and it was almost problematic. So Sean came out, gave me a quote, and converted it, right?
Yeah.
Ran gas in there, put the fake logs. We've already had it going. It's great, and it's easy.
It's easy. Does every chimney have a liner?
No. Well, no. Most of them start with that clay liner that I talked about earlier.
Okay.
But in your world, when these inspections, the only true way to know if it's safe is to put a camera up and look at the inside.
Got it.
I believe there's two home inspectors in the state of Illinois that do that.
Okay. Wow.
So the rest of them don't.
Right.
That's why you hire a company like us to take a look in there, because it can be thousands of dollars to fix the damage that's inside the chimney, and you negotiated $299 for a maintenance issue.
Right.
So that's why the importance, particularly when you're selling the home, to make sure that you have it inspected.
Right. So let's talk about that. Yeah. The inside of a furnace to repair before buying.
Chimney.
Or fireplace.
Okay.
Hey, lay off
same difference.
The mimosas here.
Yeah. Right.
We've got a show to run.
They're delicious. To repair the inside. Ballpark, what does it cost to repair the inside from the firebox to the top?
Loaded question.
Yeah.
I'll let Sean answer this one because they don't let me ballpark any estimates.
Got
I'm still operating from 1985.
Right, I understand.
No, actually, give out all those numbers right now.
Yeah,
Sean's
going
to love it.
Your phones will be rolling off. Low side, a simple fix, up to a full replacement. What are we looking at?
So low side, minimal repairs, just keeping water out, things like that. Maybe $750 to $1,500 for like topical exterior repairs, caps, things of that nature.
Okay.
If we get into relining fireplaces, let's say your flue tiles have cracked, missing mortar, things like that, it can be anywhere between $5,000 to $10,000.
Okay. Sure. So Sarah, that's a substantial amount of money for a new home buyer where this generation is having a tough enough time coming up with a down payment. They don't have any, you know, they're going to have a tough enough time to come up with another 10 G's to fix whatever's screwed up in their chimney that they don't even know is screwed up in their chimney.
Right. And Roy and I were talking about that at the break. Sellers aren't like itching to go get these inspections prior to listing. Like if it's not broken, they're not going to fix it.
Yeah.
So they're typically not doing that. And so it really is on the buyer if they want to use the fireplace and make sure that they know what exactly they're buying into to do that inspection. And it's just really, it's all too uncommon. They don't do it. And from a inspector's standpoint, I feel like they do a lot of like the exterior. That's what we were talking about with the break. They do the tuck pointing, the outside of what the chimney looks like. But really, there's not a lot of focus on the interior, which is obviously what matters.
Well, and you guys talked a little bit about like the scary parts of fireplaces. But for the consumers or customers that are out there that don't like the way their fireplace looks, you guys offer that service too, right? So you could build them a whole new fireplace, put a whole new, like modernize it, like make it pretty, get rid of those 1970 flagstone looks and do something cool, right?
Are those no longer in?
We do have a full refacing division.
No, they are literally not in. Yeah, okay,
just sorry.
Updating fireplaces is a very large part of, I can't say the industry, but at least our business right now, as well as converting from wood burning to gas, high efficiency.
Even like the heat-o-lators with like the pellets, and it's got, that's above my pay grade. But they make stuff.
Yeah,
that's like,
out of your wheelhouse.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm like David right
feel,
now.
Feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, it feels dumb.
It's like enough is enough.
Big dumb. Feel? Yeah, okay.
Welcome to my world.
I use the word heat-o-lator.
I'm hosting a radio show. I have no idea what people are talking about.
But explain a little bit about that. So take a regular fireplace, and then what are you putting in, and what is the benefit for the customer?
So a lot of what we're seeing right now is conversions from wood to gas.
Okay.
A lot of people are on the go. You're not seeing as many people create an entire evening around their fireplace.
That's a good point.
So
yeah.
A lot of people want the simplicity of just turning it on, turning it off whenever you want. Me, myself, I'm a diehard wood-burning man. I lost the battle in my house.
Sure. We converted. Well, that's always going to happen.
What that's always going to happen.
Wait, you're married. You lost.
Yeah, you said married. I did. Happily married. Yeah,
happily
thank
married.
You so much.
Right. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Sure.
So a lot of people want gas, and once you sell them into the idea of gas and the romance of it, you can turn it on. You can enjoy your coffee. You can turn it off, go to work, come home whenever the baby wakes up. Whatever it is, it's yep. just simple on, off. Select and, your heat. Yeah,
I'd imagine safer. Right,
like that's what I was going to ask.
Still, I was going to say, if you have a gas chimney or a gas fireplace, is that still something that you need to have inspected, even though it burns cleaner and you know all this?
Yes. Stuff? So if you're burning wood and you smell smoke upstairs, you smell smoke. Something's wrong. If you're burning gas and it's carbon monoxide, much less detected,
sure.
you can just
we got detections for that.
Well,
hopefully,
if you change the batteries.
Yeah, always change your batteries.
Yes.
That's a PSA right
yeah,
now
so
for
gas,
customers.
Yeah, so gas, if anything, more important for inspections because you never know. Because at face value, it always looks perfect. It always burns clean, but you just don't know what's going on behind the scenes because at the end of the day, you're still taking a cold chimney in the dead of winter and throwing heat up through it.
So when you... Yeah,
go ahead. Last question. We got to
so
take a quick break.
When you have this customer and you have to tell them, hey, I'm sorry, I have bad news. It's $10,000 to rebuild your fireplace. The upside for the customer could be, well, I could also change the facade of your fireplace. I could actually make it look different. I could give you, you know, people always want to see their value. I spend $10,000 to get my fireplace working, and it's like, yay.
Yeah, that's like a kitchen's fun. You can see the difference, right?
Yeah.
Well,
like a fireplace.
Well, and that's pretty common, and that's a very easy sell because now you're taking the one part of a fireplace the customer can see. They can't see the internal, anything like that, but if they can be part of the design process and we can get them to where they want to be, it really puts the fun back in it, and you see the excitement back in the customer instead of just, you know, extorting money for repairs.
And here's the other thing. That $10,000 investment saves you from burning your entire house.
Well, that's a big one.
Okay. Yeah. So you've got that.
Minor detail.
At least you got that going.
Okay, and maybe killing your entire
family. Well, sure. Yeah, we don't want that either.
And your dog.
You are so positive,
Dave. I'm just trying.
I mean, you are just, like, uplifting.
Huh? Is it the weather
that you're in? I'm an aggressive self stance right now. I just feel like, you know, listen, it's 10 G's. I get it. It's expensive.
Yep.
But, okay, don't do it. And you could kill your entire family and burn the entire block.
Wow.
Okay.
And listeners, it's not always 10 G's.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah. Remember, Dave Hochberg.
I'm, you know,
mortgage guy.
Right.
Yeah. Just radio host.
Power self. A phone number for our listeners want to reach out to you guys.
847-918-7994 or lindeman.com.
I'm going to segue over to Amy Farrell after that one. 312-981, because we're talking home safety, let's talk about bathroom safety now. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. I think we have a new star here, Sean, from Lindeman. He's the up-and-comer here on the radio. I mean, he just knocked Rob right out of the box.
Okay. Well, he's like, in the field. Rob's doing Rob.
He's
things,
like, Rob
right?
Who?
So, Sean knows.
He's last got, names he's on all the trucks.
He's got the heartbeat of the customers.
I'd watch it if I was him. 312-981-7200, Amy Farrell.
Yeah.
I heard a story this week from one of our listeners called me and asked me specifically about Frank and Access, and are they a real deal, and do they do what they say?
Yes.
I'm like, listen.
The answer is yes.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Well, yeah.
Oh, wait. Is your mic on, sweetie? Sorry.
There you go. Much better.
I got it.
It's a lot easier to hear you when the mic on.
You're welcome.
312-981-7221. I said, absolutely. Why? What are you looking to do? And they're like, our mother's moving back into our home.
That's very common.
Their father passed away. Mom can't live on her own anymore, even though mom wants to. Mom's not physically able to live on their own.
Sure.
And they needed to do a lot of work within the home to make sure it was safe for mom to get up and down the stairs. Okay. Because mom was, mom's going to be independent, right? She doesn't want anybody to tell her where she could go and what she could do. So they're doing a stair lift. They're modifying bathrooms. They're making sure there's bars in the hallways for her, right? Just in case.
Hand railings.
Hand railings, right? So how much of your business, and again, I get these calls all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, is Lindemann the real deal? You know, is MegaPros, you know, what about all the, like, I've used all of them. Okay, so yes, they're all great. You know, CenterGuard, what do you think? I'm like, they were just at my house yesterday finishing a job because the parts came in. So I get all of these calls all the time. What about permits? I'm like, they put a whole new drain tile system in my basement, in the old home that I sold, right?
Well, and they have Roy Spencer.
And they got Roy Spencer.
The legend. Roy Spencer.
Legend. Yeah. So how many of those type of calls? I know we're up against the break here. How many of those type of calls do you get, especially from WGN listeners, who have their loved ones moving back into their homes that are concerned about the safety and are modifying their homes?
It's super, super common. So we have a large aging population that are on fixed incomes.
Sure.
So they might not be able to afford going into a home, or like during COVID, they were coming out of the homes because it was dangerous to be in them. You know, people were dying of COVID. So they were bringing their family members back home. I would say that we get those calls very, very frequently. It's probably the most frequent call that we get is we have a family member that's disabled or has accessibility issues that's coming home, and what do we need to do to adjust the bathroom, provide, ramps, stair lifts, anything that you could possibly ever want to do to make home accessible. We will come out and do a full home evaluation and give you ideas and find solutions. And try to work with you to get your family member back home as expeditiously as possible.
All right, we got to take a break, but I want to. So we're going into the investment. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's not going to be a nickel, but it's not going to be $150,000 either. So I want you to talk about what the investment is to keep mom and dad or you safe in your own home when we come back out of the break. And then I want Sarah to chime in about how important that is when going to sell a home. How easy that is to remove that equipment when somebody, if a younger family's buying it and they got all these safety bars up there, how difficult it is to remove it, and will you come in and remove it? So let's talk about that after the break as well. That's called a tease, Amy.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
I'm nailing it.
You're so good at what you do.
I watched that YouTube show, How to Be a Radio Host, last night.
I saw you have like a notebook was talking.
Right.
Like, and you were taking notes from Lou?
You know what I sent Sarah after I got a remote? How early you should leave from your house, from a live remote, from your house to get to Lake Bluff.
Yeah.
There's a YouTube video on that.
Great planning. Oh, thanks. Can't wait to see ya.
Drive safe.
He's a gem.
312-981-7200. We're going to come back with Amy Fair-Harrell from Access. Frank Who is basically our new motto here, because we haven't seen him.
He just texted me and said he's still on a bender. So.
Oh, is he? Okay, there you go.
Yeah, we're not going to see him for a while.
At least he's honest. Broadcasting from Lindemann Chimney Heating and Air Conditioning. You know we're getting serious, Jeremy. You know how?
How?
Rob Lindemann has taken his sweater off.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Wow. He's getting
game time.
Warm.
Thank God he's got a shirt underneath.
It's all that, fire talk.
That would have been a power move.
Strong.
All right. Strong move. Unless you went to your office and put that shirt on after you took off the other sweater. That was power move there.
Still got one under here.
I don't need to see that.
Still
we're
one
good.
Okay.
It's a family
the
show.
The goal is to get him with no clothes on.
We've got. That's a different show. That's on after 11:30.
Hey, it's radio.
Yeah, it's radio. You can't see it anyway. Right. Yeah. We'll just describe it for you.
Flyers taking care of that. Later. All right. So we've got I'm a bored 8-year-old that my dad's listening to the show alert out there right now. So if you're driving in a gray Hyundai,
and you got
wearing a gray shirt with a car on it, and your name starts with an M and rhymes with Maxim, don't worry about it there, sport. your dad is learning something very valuable on the show today, like how to protect you from the fire, from the fireplace
you
getting
probably,
out.
You could probably tell a joke, right? Don't you know, like, 8-year-old?
I know a lot of 8-year-old okay. jokes, yeah. but it has okay. to do with
our Jesus. All right. Then, wow, you can't even say,
I've got a couple of great
okay.
ones.
I'm sure you do.
But Dean Richards is in the green room downtown. It'd take him a while to get here to continue the show.
All right. Three, so we want to talk about access.
So I just wanted to say, Maxim, okay. you know, get over it there, sport. Dad will buy you ice cream. You know, not the small blizzard, Eric. Go with the medium.
Sure.
I know the kid's a diabetic, but you got an insulin shot. I'll be all right. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Amy Farrell.
Yeah.
The investment of preparing our listeners' homes who are becoming their parents' parent, who are having their parents move in with them because they're getting older. Somebody passed away. We get these calls every single week. You get them too, right?
Every day.
What am I going to do? I now own this home, right? I can't afford the home. Right. I want to stay in the home. So we're doing a ton of reverse mortgages. And for Pete, our listener out there who sent me the nasty and unprofessional and rude text message yesterday, get over it and turn the radio off because you're about ready to go into a meltdown and I don't want that to happen. But how does the investment, how can you help our listeners? Because it does cost a little money. There is an investment to put the handrails up, to put the slip bars mm-hmm. up and all that stuff, and to make the shower more accessible and the stair lift. How can you help our listeners? What does that investment look like, ranging? Or you want us to bring Shane, Sean. Sean back up? does he do in-home estimates for access as well? What's the investment from what to what? You know, give us a ballpark range of what the typical listener's investment is on their home.
I mean, you're looking at $350 for a few grab bars all the way up to an entire, you know, we were just talking about this, first floor master bedroom ensuite with a bathroom. You know, could go upwards of $100,000 if you needed it to. I mean, we can really kind of
do elevators too.
So, we do elevators. Yeah, we're totally that. Yeah. That's kind of the benefit of going with us is that, you know, we can do any kind of contractor modifications to a home, but we also hold the licensure to put in elevators and we, you know, work with all of that equipment as well. So it can save you money going with us as opposed to just, you know, your regular old, you know, general contractor down the street that does home modifications that might not know, you know, what the accessibility
codes, anything.
Right. Right. They don't know the ADA guidelines sure. and things like that like we do. So we're going to do it right
the first
time. They might not
even mount it into a stud. They might not. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
They might use glue. Like, yeah.
100%. Sure. You got it. So we're going to come in and do it right the first time. And we're licensed to do it. We're heavily licensed.
Well, Dave painted this picture of a scenario where like a mom or a dad is coming to move in, but mm-hmm. like there are terrible tragedies, right? So
yeah,
like, hey, somebody's in the hospital. We didn't know what it was going to look like. And unfortunately there was an amputation, right? Like we've had this and we've actually had to call you guys, right? Mm-hmm. For immediate care. So say you are in this duress situation where, hey, I'm going to bring my husband home or my significant other home mm-hmm. and my life has now changed. How do you help those customers go through? Like, they've never, they don't know.
Well, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, they right. don't know. You don't know. Right. You don't know what you need.
They don't
right.
know what this life looks like, this new lifestyle.
Right.
Like, what are you doing and how are you prepping those customers? And how fast can you get, sorry, that's too many questions.
Yeah,
how
I get it.
So fix it.
So, you know, so we'll come out and take a look at the home. A lot of things we start with is getting the person into their home. How do you get in the front door
Great
and
question.
Out the front door?
Yeah.
That's the most important thing is egress. Because if there's a fire or if there's an emergency and you need to get out, that's the most important thing. We could put you in a bed in your living room as long as you can get out the front door.
Sure.
And then we kind of worry about the other, you know, modifications after that. So whether it's a ramp or a vertical platform lift, you know, those are the first things that we assess for and you know, advise that they spend their money on first, you know, safety first,
okay.
right? And then door widening.
Yeah.
So getting into the home, you know, how, can you get a wheelchair through the front door? Can you get a wheelchair into the bedroom? Things like that. So that would be like the second line. And then after that is bathrooms, you know, stairway accessibility, adding
lifestyle
stair lift
functionality.
Exactly.
Hey, I want my significant other to be in the kitchen and well, there's stairs there.
You got it.
There's this there. That, yeah, sure.
You got okay. it. You know, so making sure that they can get to a bathroom is probably, you know, that's pretty high on the
that's
list.
That's a big deal. Yeah, people exactly. need to go to the bathroom,
right.
literally.
Exactly.
We all do.
Yes. Yeah, so. You know, and as far as, you know, how quick we can do it, we will work with you. I mean, I go to our project coordinator and our service manager all the time, and I'm like, hey, I got one for you.
Yeah, how fast?
And then they look at me like I got seven heads, yeah, but they always pull it out. Nice. They always do it, especially if somebody's coming out of rehab or something like that, yeah. and they need it.
How about financing options? Our listeners don't have $1,000 to $100,000 to put in. Are there financing? Obviously, they could pull out a home equity line of credit. They could do right. a reverse mortgage. And all the people who hate reverse mortgages, send it on. Bring it on. I can't wait to call you after the show and you not answer the call so we could talk about it. But that's a whole other story. But what type of financing options for those that don't have the funds to put in the home to make sure that they're safe and their family's safe?
So we do rental options on stair lifts, which is a fairly common thing that we. Install. So we do rent-own situations on certain equipment. But then you can visit our website, www.allaboutaccess.com. We work with, you know, Care Credit and certain, you know, credit organizations that can help you get the funds to be able to move forward with the project.
And removing the grab bars and everything you put in
yep.
after prior to Sarah rolling in there to sell the home, if she's selling it to somebody who doesn't need those type of support systems, how difficult is it, and will you come in and remove all of the equipment?
So something like a grab bar would be really easy, you know, removal, patch, paint kind of things. Stair lifts, straight stair lifts, we can usually buy them back.
Wow.
And when you remove them, there's usually only a few holes in the stair that could be, you know, plugged and things like that. So no major damage and things like that. We even install showers that have curb systems that, you know, if it's a roll-in shower, we can come back and add the curb without removing all of the tile and everything.
Well, and you don't, I mean, that's just a good idea anyway.
Oh, so totally.
Don't even remove the curb. Just use that as a selling feature for the customer.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. So, I mean, but if you, you know, sometimes a roll-in shower, you know, they're not, it's hard to keep the water in. So
sure.
if somebody's
yes.
buying a home, they want the curb, and yeah. we can put it in for a service fee for around $225.
Okay.
Just come and
all.
Put it in. Right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right.
So a lot of it is very reversible, you know, outside of an elevator, which has a shaft that's permanent, you know, which probably adds value to the home.
Sure, it does, yeah.
Right. So, but, you know, pretty much everything that we do can be reversed fairly easily, and we do the reversals.
Okay.
Yes.
She said do. Just wanted to point that out.
I think the most common one that we see is the chairlift.
Stairlift.
Yeah. We get so many, like, states and nursing homes that will call us.
Yep.
And, you know, the kids are kind of in a panic. You know, it's expensive to go into those homes.
Right.
And when their parents have had those, they just don't know what to do with them. So the fact that you guys
call
can
us.
Help remove them is
yes.
huge.
Yeah. And so straight stairlifts do have an aftermarket value. And a lot of times we'll tell the client, hey, you know, we'll come and take it out for free, so we won't charge them a fee. And then we'll hold on to it for somebody in need that maybe can't afford a stair lift. And then we will just charge them an install fee. So they
nice.
Won't pay for any material. So you're getting your lift, your straight lift removed for free. And we're helping somebody out that may need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
The
yeah.
phone number for our listeners, we got to hit a break. I'm getting yelled at. What's the best number to reach, Amy?
630-616-6249.
All right, we're going to come back with the Roy Spencer. The is capitalized, Jeremy.
The whole thing. Yeah.
The whole
There's
thing.
Usually extra. Exclamation points.
Right. Well,
too.
I don't want to get carried away
okay.
and make them feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
The Roy Spencer from ProSeal coming up next. And it's important because this is the first time his dog has been in the room while he's been broadcasting.
I want my dog here.
Oh, my gosh.
He works at Access. Oh. He comes with me every day to work.
Well, you're not the Roy Spencer.
You didn't get the memo?
Yeah.
Next time, he's coming.
When you have a 40-year company that started with a white Ford 150
yeah.
and you have over 400,000 clients, you could bring your dog.
Yeah. You're okay? allowed to do what you want to do. You could go on vacation for the whole year.
You could do whatever.
You
could
pretty much do
whatever
you want.
Because you're the Roy Spencer. Coming up next, Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're here broadcasting from Lindemann Chimney Heating and Air Conditioning in beautiful Lake Bluff, Illinois. Roy Spencer's up now. Roy, this weather... winter is coming weather.
Why did you bring the rain?
Why did you bring
beautiful
the rain?
Beautiful weather.
On your way on your way to Florida. And, no, but this is the type of day It's college football weather, right? You know, the weather's changing. It's a little bite in the air. You got the rain coming sideways at you, but this is what basements...
It's basement seepage
this
weather.
This is basement that's seepage
that's
weather.
That's what it is.
Right? Right, and you love it. This is like Roy's go-to weather. Yeah. And what should our listeners be looking at as they go into the winter? We only got 2-3 minutes before the break because I got yelled at because they keep going over the break. So let's just tease it going in and cover as much as we can. Then we'll go dive deeper on the other side.
Okay, well, initially, as was said before, but when we were talking about chimneys, and you astutely pointed out, David, if you see water inside your home, that's not a good thing. Yeah. It's not going to rust itself shut. It right. needs to be dealt with. So let's... It's a good day to look around your basement and see if there's any water, any place, water, dampness. You know, none of that's good. There is a problem. It needs to be fixed. It's not going to get any better. So start there. But then with the coolness that's creeping in or in on us, and we're getting these reminders, it's a good idea to start thinking about, you know, what we need to do and to keep our home safe and comfortable and healthy throughout the winter. And in the basement, there's an area that's the second leading cause of energy loss in your home is actually in your basement. So number one, of course, is the attic. But the, number two is actually the basement. It's not the doors or windows. It's the basement. That's okay. And that's the number one cause of cold floors in the wintertime. So if you've ever had a cold floor, you're going to have another cold floor this winter.
It's not going to automatically seal itself.
It doesn't. It doesn't. Not going to get any warmer. The winters aren't going to get any warmer. So
wait, really? Come on.
So there's an area in your basement at the top of the wall where the foundation wall meets the rest of the house, and you'll see down there it's where the floor joists rest on the foundation. There's brick, wood, concrete, three different building materials come together there. And the part of the basement that's below ground, the wall, you don't have to worry about because that's 50, 55 degrees sure. all year round. But it's right there where that foundation meets the rest of the house. It's very susceptible. That's a big source of energy loss. It's called a rim joist area. And we have a great way of sealing that. It's with our polyseal material that will make a huge difference, not just your energy bill, but the comfort of your
all
home.
Right, let's stop there, talk about more. That was my CB handle, was rim joist, by the way, when I was driving semis over the road.
Of course it was.
Right out of high school. Ironic.
Yeah, so weird.
I just want to bring it up. I had a lot of jobs
yes,
out of high school before I became
a lot of Joe jobs.
The mortgage messiah here. Here we go.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We have the best broadcaster and all of sports calling our Hawks games here at WGN. So turn down the TV and turn up the radio because you'll bang your head against the wall listening to the TV call. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. That's the MegaPost call, text, and photo line. We're broadcasting from Lindeman Chimney Heating and Air Conditioning in beautiful Lake Bluff. We're going over to Roy Spencer, talking about floor joists,
rim joists,
you know,
way above your pay grade.
I forgot that was my CB handle. I forgot it already.
Yeah.
So rim joists, and what's the investment in something like that, Roy? Number one, and what's the typical savings that you see our listeners experience in their heating bills in the winter because they're doing the proper insulation of the rim joists?
Well, is the answer of the day is
it depends. Right.
Obviously on the square footage and things, a linear footage really in the basement because the rim joist is just, you know, a foot tall basically, if that. And so it just depends on how many outside walls and things. But, I mean, we're talking probably somewhere between $500 to $1,000.
That's it.
Yeah. And what's involved there is typically if you look – as you look in your basement, you look, oh, I have insulation. I'm good there.
Yeah.
But what you have are probably bats of insulation. And the key is I've learned about building science and insulation. It's not so much the R value. It's the air resistance. And you think about a bat of air, of insulation.
And you
air will blow right through it,
it's
and it literally does, and that's where your energy bills, you think about the air blowing through it, your energy dollars are going out there too. So what we do is we take that out, clean out You know, and you're going to find vermin and sure. rats and feces.
You're going to find
things
life.
Like that.
Yeah.
all kinds of things. We clean all that out. And then we have a spray foam insulation. It's called our polyfoam. And we spray that on. It does two things. It expands. And so we spray thin film and it expands up to 1 inch to 2 inches thick, creating more R value. But most importantly, it's a closed cell foam. So it stops the air from blowing in. Okay, it gives you the R value and it makes it warm and resistance to energy loss, but it keeps the air. So it's all about that's what carries the heat out of your home is the air. So if we can stop the airflow, so that's why the closed cell polyfoam is the best insulation material. And so what that translates into your home, you know, your energy bill, I can't tell you. But
even better air quality. I mean, one of the things, like a homeowner could do this right now. You could go into your basement, pull the insulation, that little like pink bat, whatever it may be, look at the back of it, and I guarantee it's going to be stained to some degree, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's dirty air coming into your house, and you're using your insulation as a filter.
Yeah.
So I'd imagine that's even a big plus.
Yeah. So I mentioned before the break that it's those cold floors,
yeah.
and that's a direct, you know, that's right underneath
shoot.
Your cold floors. So that's one big thing, just the comfort of your home. We talked obviously about the energy savings by having effective insulation there. The other nice thing about it is we're cleaning that out. Closed cell insulation is a deterrent to insects and
yep.
rodents and things like that. So I'm not going to say you're not going to have bugs, you're not going to have any mice.
You'll have less.
In your basement, you're going to have less.
Yeah.
And so it's just a great way to improve your home, the comfort, the energy saving, and help avoid problems.
And I would say at a lower cost value. I get the depends part, but like $2,500 to maybe $6,000, depending on how much rim joist and linear feet, like that, is that an accurate number for?
No, it wouldn't cost that
way
much
less.
Just to
okay.
do your rim joist. As
got
I
it.
Say, you know, typically it could be as little as 500 if you've got
okay.
a wall or something like that.
That's a great investment.
Maybe, you know, 1,000, 1,500 to do the whole job. And we're in and out in a day, and you're going to notice the difference
right away.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I want to throw this to Sarah Leonard again. 700 properties sold in Illinois last year. How many buyers, right, even look at that? When they, what?
My fat head was in your way?
Yeah, well, so, yeah.
Okay.
And your curly hairs in my face.
Yeah, okay,
your fat head has been in my way for,
I'll get
the, past,
totally out of the, way.
For the past 2 hours, but I haven't said anything. How many buyers? Again, we're going into buyers. The market is turning, right? You've got more power on your side now because
yep.
the market is starting to slowly weaken due to these interest rates. How many buyers are looking at the rim joists? I mean,
I just can't.
Leave it alone. No. If they're properly insulated.
Yeah. I think that inspectors are maybe a little bit better looking at the insulation and those sorts of things, but that is something that is like a direct impact to their utilities. It's things that really, their costs, right? And so those, I think, sellers are a little bit more aware of because it does benefit them. But buyers, you know, again, those sorts of things, it usually is a direct savings on the other end. So if you make the investment on the other side, you're going to see, one, just being more comfortable in the house, but then two, the cost savings on your utility bills and things like that. So are they looking for it up front? Probably not as good as they should be, but
right.
after you close or, you know, you guys will come out. What do you guys do, inspections, or you'll come out and take a look at the house, even if there's nothing wrong per se, right? And what
sure.
does that cost?
Yeah, that's nothing.
Okay,
free inspections
well,
for anybody's home as a basement crawl space. And so you're right. When people are looking at a house and they go, "Ooh, nice insulation,"
right.
you know, that's not. They're looking at the appliances
exactly.
and things. I get it, but it's
you should.
This goes hand
right.
in glove with our crawl space encapsulation.
Yes.
I tell you what, when we can transform a crawl space from a negative thing like, oh my God,
yeah.
you know, to like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know. So it's another sign, but when people see that and potential buyers see that crawl space, like, wow, this is bright, usable space instead
yep.
of a dark, scary space.
It's functional.
And same thing with the insulation. When they see this closed cell, what is that? And they realize and understand what it is. It's a sign of a well-maintained home. That
Absolutely.
Gives me, when I remember when I was buying a house, and I look for things like, wow, these people pay attention. And I have a much higher degree, and I'm looking less with less askance, if you will, at the rest of the house, because
yeah.
clearly these people maintain their home.
Absolutely.
So it's a good sign
yep.
for the seller.
How
yeah.
often do you think you should have it inspected?
Well, you need your basement inspected once, really, just like you have a home inspection. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not selling your house, but still, people have problems and opportunities for improvement just like this. So you right. wouldn't think, well, my basement's fine. I've got insulation there. So you wouldn't even think that. But if you have us out, we can educate you. And, you know, sometimes you don't have window well covers. Sometimes you have downspouts not extended. Nothing that's causing your problem. You're not getting any water, but there's things that we can do to help improve the value and the comfort of your home. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even if you're not having a problem and you just want us to come out and inspect your foundation.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, you know, problems don't start overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And they start with a minor crack or, you know, something like that. And then it starts to deteriorate into a major problem.
Yeah,
especially
you don't know
structural
until
problems.
Too late. And now,
so, yeah. You got doors, windows sticking. And that could be a sign of a structural problem.
Right.
If we nip it in the bud, it's relatively easy to fix as opposed to later on.
Yeah.
You know, we did a remodel about 7-8 years ago, and they took the drywall off what I now know as the rim joist. And I was a rim joist lunatic because there were so many holes to the outside.
Yeah.
And I'm in there with this great stuff. I have no idea what I'm doing. But every electrical outlet is going out to the garage. There's plumbing. There's all sorts of, you know, the cable guy came in there. And
they're trying to get something in or out of the house. So that's the easy place for them to do.
So I did everything I possibly could. But there's areas I couldn't get to.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the mice got in from there. I'm like,
Well, that's the nice thing. When we spray this foam in, we can get into extremely tight areas. And the polyfoam will tenaciously adhere to wood, metal, concrete, and bond it to and make a homogeneous bond barrier, if you will. So even things where you can't get in to caulk or put insulation around, the spray seal can. So it's really an ideal product for that area.
And most everyone can see it in, like, the utility room. That's usually unfinished. If you look up at there, it's a mess of stuff that's going on around there and penetrating the home.
In and out.
And then that's throughout the entire house,
I just had a client that you mentioned window well covers. So it's something that, like, isn't major for anybody, right? You see that on an inspection report. It's like, well, for kids running around, for safety, you want it. But it's never, like, a red flag for people at a high level, and they closed on the house, wasn't something that they addressed, and it like flooded. So from their basement, the window well had filled up. Yeah. Like you said, it probably wasn't an overnight thing. It probably had been, you know, sitting in there, and then it literally poured into their home.
Yeah. I also fell through a window well cover and blew out my whole knee.
Ooh,
because it was
a doozy.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, but because it was just a very flexible, just a
like cheap, junky.
So just to protect the people around your house and protect yourself from a lawsuit.
But you guys inspect for that stuff.
Right, well, that's the thing. You know, people can live in a house for 20 years and not have a cover, not have a problem until they do. And then it's a major problem. It flooded. They don't understand the reason for the covers, not just keep people and animals from falling down into it. It's to protect the drain, and David will tell you about window well drains now. But that drain could function for years until it doesn't.
Yeah, it works until it doesn't.
One storm, some leaves came in, clogged the drain cap, and all of a sudden you've got a massive flood that cost thousands of dollars that could have been, you know,
easily prevented.
Prevented with a window well cover. So people just don't understand the why, and we will explain that to you. And again, we say it's your house. It's your problem.
Right.
It's your money. You make the decision, but at least you can make an educated decision about putting covers on, extending downspouts, and putting backup pumps and having defenders. You don't really understand. We do. We see the problems. We're helping people after the thing and so trying to educate people.
Absolutely.
The pendulum is turning in this market. The rates have been at these levels for over a year.
What are the rates now?
You're in the sevens, solidly in the sevens.
So they're awesome.
They're great.
Okay.
They're better than they were in 1983.
Thank you.
When they were like 12 to 15.
Thank you, Dave.
So there's always a silver lining.
Okay, thank you.
Right. Your family's not going to die in a fire because the rates are going up.
Sure.
So,
but they may if you don't call Lindemann.
I still got to call Lindemann.
Still should call Lindemann, but the interest rate isn't going to cause you to start a fire. But you have, as a buyer, more power than you've had. And we'll talk about this with Sarah Leonard coming after the break. More power than you've had in the past 3 years when you buy a home. And Roy's inspection and Rob's inspection and everybody's inspection that we're talking about will save you tens of thousands of dollars in the future.
Yeah.
And you should take advantage of all this knowledge and all this advice that we're giving you because you can.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Before, which we'll get into more, You didn't have that option because there were seven people behind you that were willing to spend $10,000 more than you would, and they didn't care about all of the challenges that the house has. Now, right, you could have Amy do walk-arounds around your house, and if she doesn't fall in a window well, you're safe. Okay, so that's a side
it's,
business
it's
Amy
definitely
Farewell
a possibility.
Is starting up because she's an expert at falling through window wells. But, you know, these are things that I think of, Amy, and we'll go into business together. You'll be out there in the field. I'll just market it.
You're a serial entrepreneur.
Yeah, I'm not walking around. If she goes through it, you know, you need a window wall. Call Roy. 312-981-70. Roy, if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
Give us a call at 800-421-SEAL or permaseal.net.
What's your dog's name? Beautiful dog.
Buddy.
Hi, Buddy.
Good boy. He's been watching you this whole time.
Good boy.
Buddy
He's got
is,
eyes
is
on you.
2 years old, a border collie.
Yeah.
Just locked on his dad.
Oh, totally.
Saying,
like green
when
eyes.
Are we getting
so
the hell
cute.
Out of here? I want to go to Florida. Yeah.
I want warm weather.
Yeah.
Buddy, you're a good boy, Buddy.
Really
but girl
boy.
Or boy?
Boy.
Boy. Boy. Good boy. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-72. If our listeners want to reach out to you and your team, I'm sorry. I don't know if you gave out the information.
I do. I'll give it again. 800-421-SEAL or permaseal.net.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with Sarah Leonard from Legacy Properties. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And she had more work done, which we will discuss on her face after these messages. If you could guess what Sarah Leonard had this week done on her face, you win a MegaPros hoodie. So text in on the MegaPros call, text the phone line, 312-981-7200. It's like...
Well, you
like,
gave it away.
Got
you
a
said
great
on
face for
face.
Radio, guys.
Yeah, you said on
her face.
Okay.
I wanted to limit it because...
Okay. There's so many things she
I know our
done.
Listeners,
right,
and I
right.
just I wanted to limit it with a certain sure. part of her body, neck up.
Got it.
Actually, Adam's apple up because okay. she's had some work
Adam's
done on her neck.
Apple.
Wow. 312-981-7. Women have Adam's apples.
Yes. They're just
sure
less
they
defined.
Do.
Yeah,
less
that's defined.
The way, less defined.
Less 312-981.
You
don't know? No.
Okay.
Well,
she doesn't know.
All right. Well, now you know. You're welcome. 312-981-7200, MegaPros, call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So I've been yelled at all show, Sarah, so I got to hit a break. We got to go at the top of the hour, okay. or else they're going to cut us off. All right, according to Axios Chicago, they're doing a ton of studies on millennials buying homes, right? So what they're saying is NEPO homebuyers, I don't know what the hell that means, found 38% of recent buyers under the age of 30 nationwide receive money in order to afford their down payment.
Mm-hmm.
30%.
That's our generation.
30%.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's Jeremy. Your hand
oh, the millennials?
Definitely Jeremy.
The millennials?
That's Amy. Yeah.
Well,
your hand
well,
out.
Your money goes
you,
to hair gel.
You
yeah, it pretty much does.
Right.
How'd you know? Yeah, that's okay.
Right.
That's right. Well, and the kids.
I wasn't going to say
sure.
anything, but keep the matches
thank
away
you.
From Jeremy's
thanks,
hair.
Thanks, guys.
Thank God we're at Lindemann.
It's, look at all the curls. I got to do something to contain
it.
It's
I don't
pretty.
Know.
I'll tell
sure.
you.
Thank
yeah.
you.
It smells
yeah.
nice.
Sure.
It smells
you.
Great
sure.
if you like the smell
right,
of diesel.
So back to home buyers. Come on. What are you doing?
Here's the other thing. Ready for this? I'm trying to find it. It said here, among U.S. millennials that don't own a home, 44% say income is the top barrier of buying, according to Bankrate study, Bankrate.com.
But I'll challenge that because rent is so inflated.
It's crazy, right?
Everything is expensive,
okay.
right? So
well,
I have
yeah.
to think that the down payment is the biggest hurdle for people.
Okay.
Because it's not like you're buying a home and paying a considerably higher mortgage than you would be for rent.
All right,
rent
miss,
is
yeah.
sky high.
All right, wait,
okay.
miss, not let David finish the next sentence.
No, yeah, we
so
don't
full
want
of good
to.
Information.
Yeah.
I
and
can't help myself.
43% say they can't afford the down payment and closing costs.
Okay. Mm.
So when I talk about closing cost credits to cover things like Rob's inspection and all the things that you have to do to keep your family safe if your house or redesign the fireplace if you're there's a fireplace in the home. And all the things that Roy's going to find, like Amy falling through a skylight and all that stuff.
Skylight.
Well, haven't done that yet, but
sure.
planning
okay.
to do
well,
so.
That.
Window wall, we got it.
Well, we'll do the window walls and the skylights
sure.
and all that stuff. But all of these things, Sarah, we could get closing cost credits from the seller in this market. That's changing as we speak.
Mm. Yes.
Because there was a gentleman here earlier, prior to the other show that I talked to in the transition, who said that he sold his home in 5 days in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
He took a little less because the market changed.
Yep.
And the home that he went into and bought, he got a discount from the buyer on the home that he bought, in the downsized home that he bought.
Yeah.
Okay, so he had to give something up.
Make up for it on the other end.
And he made up for it on the other end.
Right.
43%, and the guy who says closing cost credits are bad, okay, keep it in your sock, all right? I'm telling you right now, 43%, according to Bankrate.com, people don't have money, 30-year-old kids don't have money unless for the down payment and closing costs. Yeah,
and I think they're becoming more acceptable again to sellers. I think overall they're realizing before, if you had six offers on your home, now you'll get maybe one or two.
Sure.
And so things like, you know, people are being a little looser with financing and, you know, things that they have to, like a normal closing date. Before, you'd see all these rent backs and different situations that really only benefit the buyer.
Sure.
And now we're seeing that slowly start to correct itself and level itself out.
And we're going to hit the break after this. If a seller has a $400,000 home, mm-hmm, and sells it to somebody for $390,000, mm-hmm, or if they sell it for $400,000 and give a $10,000 closing cost credit, what is the net benefit, or what does the seller net?
The seller, if you sell it, the same thing, right?
Thank you.
The same thing either way. The only thing we have to make sure is that it appraises.
Correct.
But as long as you go through that with your agent ahead of time,
right,
there really isn't any downside. And to the seller, they just have to be educated on that. For some reason, a lot of time they'll think they're like writing a check out of their pocket to the buyer.
That's the realtor, right? Like, you need a trained professional realtor to be able to
tell you. Yes, you just have to educate the client.
Correct. Let's dive deeper into that after the break.
Sure.
Okay, because we got to throw it over to Kevin Wells and the fine team back at the studio. See, Benny, I told you I hit the break in time. Look at that. I get an extra. I get a dollar.
You get another dollar?
I get another dollar. 312-981-7200. If you talk, I'm going to take the dollar. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We are broadcasting from Lindemann Chimney Heating and Air Conditioning. Sarah Leonard, we got a text message for you.
Okay.
It says here, what's the average amount of time that homes are sitting on the market right now? Question mark. There you go.
So I would say it obviously depends on the area that you're in. But on average, I would say 10 days to 2 weeks, where, 9 months ago it was 3 to 5 days. Mm-hmm. So we've seen that grow. In a healthy, normal market, I'd say 30 to 40 days is about normal. 60 is still not catastrophic. And so we're still much better than, I would say, like a quote unquote normal market, like we were pre, 2018.
Right.
But, it's just, I think, slowly starting to correct itself. Like I've been saying in the weeks past, not a bad thing. We're starting to see inventory grow a bit, which is taking the fear out of buyers. So they're not feeling like they have to give their firstborn child to own a home, which is a good thing. And as you can attest to, David, people aren't as scared of where the rates are at, because it's just the new normal.
It is what it is.
Right.
And the guesses that we received for your face, nose piercing,
do you have one of those?
I do not have one of those.
Not yet.
Yep.
Got lips outlined. That's interesting, because you were talking about that.
I did talk about that.
So that is no. Got a picture of me on your face, which is planned.
That was my back, face.
Yeah. Right. There's not enough room on your face to get an accurate
whole back.
Whole back.
Yeah.
Right. And we specified
that, guys.
Rob's lining up to see how yours turns out.
It says Hawk underneath of it.
With an X. With an S. Hawks. That's fine. So you had some questions for the panel.
Yes. So I have been meeting, I feel like every year in October and November, my schedule is booked up with people who say, I want to plan to list my house right after the new year or when spring hits. And so what should I do to prepare? And I think 90% of the time, people just don't really know where to start. Everyone lives in their home where they're comfortable, your pets, your kids, your family, and you don't want to change that unless you have to, right? So from your guys' perspective, I was curious what you guys would think you would do in preparation phase if you were going to list your house.
Let's go to Rob first. No pressure, Rob.
I would clean it up. I'd get rid of my pets.
Get rid of my kids.
Get rid of kids.
Dogs are gone. Wife's on vacation.
By declutter, you're actually talking about human beings.
Right, that right.
Yeah, maybe there'd be some of that. Oh,
normally
yeah.
It's stuff.
That would be nice. Maybe not practical.
Can't wait to see that conversation after your wife.
You know, it's an interesting question. My sister lives in Colorado, and she's looking to sell her home, and it's just been like
put off and put off, like next spring, you know, maybe this time I'll do it. And I guess it's the unknown of what you really should do that you would get the value out of that makes sense.
Yep.
Because everyone's life is busy. So like I don't have time to, you know, put a new couch in or take this couch and bring it to storage. I don't know what would make a difference.
Exactly.
So I guess that's where I would get stuck going, I don't know, let's just list it.
Right.
I would be lazy
or
about
help
it.
Help me understand what I need to do.
This is get a great realtor and list it. And
I'm in the process of that right now. So just trying to figure out what we need to do to sell the home. And I think that listening to a program like this where you have multiple contractors or people that, you know, do specific things, you know, chimneys, accessibility, permaseal, things like that, it would be helpful because not everybody really even knows what they need to do. I know I'm having Mr. Floor come out to do our floors, to do our wood floors because they're beat up and they need to be redone to sell the home. You know, so, but I think it's just educating yourself on, you know,
what matters,
what's out there, and what does matter. I mean, that's more of a question for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Roy, no pressure.
So I would cheat and I would call Sarah.
Yeah.
Sarah, what do I need to do here?
Right.
You know, my inclination is my past is I tend to be swayed when I see people paying attention to details and things are well taken care of. I just take clues from that. And so things I can't see, I assume that homeowner's probably taking good care of them. So I would look for things like, you know, cracked sidewalk, sunken things or things that are askew, not kept up, painted, and window well covers, things like, wow, this guy pays attention. So it gives me a sense of security about
definitely that. I think the common theme there is people just really don't know where to start, and people sometimes assume that they should do things that they shouldn't or vice versa. And so I always tell people, if you go through your house and take a couple pictures with your phone and look at the room, like, what are you focusing on? And typically your eyes will be drawn to your stuff, right? Rugs, different decor that you have up. And those are the main things that really we like to come in and our stager. We have a stager that comes out for free, meets with people, and just really gives them some guidance. So it's a trained, you know, a trained person who's got an eye drawn toward what really matters. And so if you have the floors, if you've replaced your baseboards, if you've put in can lighting, those things for me can allow me to increase, you know, the demand and therefore hopefully the listing price because you've put this work into your home. If people's eyes are focused on a picture or the cushions on your couch or the fact that you've got a table runner that's really decorated, although those may look nice, it really is a distraction. And so people get really focused on those things as opposed to the things that really matter, which is like, what are my eyes being drawn to if I'm a consumer? It's a great starting point for people. And then once you do that, typically the process is, you know, it's eliminating things. So in each room have a total of like three pieces of furniture. So two couches and maybe one, you know, coffee table, where now people have, you know, three chairs, it's too much in a lot of spaces. But on the flip side, in bedrooms, sometimes people will be selling things that we actually want because a room always shows bigger with furniture. And so I think the lesson to be learned is, you know, call an agent, meet with them and do the preparation because that really pays off. So although now when people are going to decorate for the holidays and they're not going to do everything, you at least have a guide as to things you should be aware of. You know, taking family pictures off the walls, then do you have to patch and paint? It's all of the little things that become overwhelming. Like you had said, you're busy. You don't want to mess around with things you don't have to. And so we bring somebody in to really help give a checklist as to what needs to be done. And then when you compartmentalize the process to only focus on that in the beginning, I think it just makes the whole process a lot more palatable where it's not so overwhelming. So
we have a listener who his name rhymes with Stephen A. Leahy. I don't want to bring it out. He just stepped in. He's got a room that's painted red with the black crushed velvet leopards and
but there's
kind
a lock
tiger
on that door.
Well, there's a lock.
I'll buy that immediately.
And he's got the red light, so like, and he's got speakers.
Yeah.
Would that be something to maybe deconstruct before bringing in people?
No. I think it depends. If you are the buyer, David, it'd be perfect.
It just depends on the right buyer.
But it just depends.
Yeah.
Right.
So he's catering to the David Hochbergs of the world that want some whatever.
Exactly.
He just walked back in the room. He has no idea what we're talking about. I asked the question about your red leopard room with the black velvet, crushed black velvet with the red lights.
Well, and the chains that are hanging.
Six locks on the door.
It was private. Oh, sorry. That's attorney-client privilege. Sorry, I forgot.
His answer will be the
attorney. I'm the client. I didn't think it went the other way. That's all I'm saying. All right, for listeners, want more information. He's laughing very hard to her because he knows.
He's still not understanding really what you're saying. Though. Right. That's the thing.
He understands. He's drafting a lawsuit in his head right now. I just need a piece of paper and $15, and I'll throw one down on you, Hochberg. For our listeners who want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
SarahLeonardSells.com or 224-239-3966.
All right. We've got text messages that have come in throughout the show. We're a little off because we don't have our text screen in front of me here, but we're going to go down the line here. Okay. Everybody's got text messages coming back, even you, Jeremy, if you could believe
oh,
that.
Oh, thank goodness.
A question
sure.
is, you know, what oil weight is that in your hair?
Nice. Oh, I can answer that. It's like a 40-ounce
right.
40-ounce oil
weight. And the flammability
ten,
rating, Rob, is
high.
That the right?
Quite
that,
high.
Well, that's why we're at a
10W30, I think.
Yes. It's quite impressive.
Thank you.
Yes, and it doesn't smell
sure.
at all.
That's wonderful.
It's because it's already got impregnated
really
in my nose. I can't smell anything.
Impregnated.
Yes. Impregnated. 312, is that the right
I got five kids, so
I know.
I'm good at that.
312-981-7200. We're going to come back with all your text messages from our listeners who have texted in that we're going to get to after this message. After these messages. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Homes from Chicago at 720 WGM.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We're broadcasting from Lindemann Chimney Heating and Air Conditioning. We've got text messages and emails, and we've got Sarah Leonard and Roy having their side conversation. That's good.
Just, that'll happen.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we're just on a radio show.
No big deal. We're live. Yeah.
Well, take your time, guys.
Yeah, just take
it's
your
okay.
time.
It's okay. Yeah, we're here for you.
Well, thank you for
you
that.
Take three cream or four cream? I don't know. It depends how many do you have. All right, Rob, I got an email question here from one of our listeners, from Glenn. Ready? Glenn with two N's, so he's seriously, it's a serious Glenn.
All right.
If I use my fireplace only once each week during the winter months in northern Illinois, Kane County, to be specific,
all right,
using only hard wood, how often should it be cleaned, swept? So what is hard wood and what is soft wood? Jeremy, turn your mic off.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hardwood would be like oak, maple, birch. That's what you want to burn in the fireplace, and you want to have the moisture content be low so it's dry. You can buy a moisture meter, but it sounds like Glenn is burning the best wood that he could.
Okay.
And that makes a big difference.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you want to burn the best wood that you could, but still the interval is annual. So he's going to want to have that inspected and clean it annually.
No matter what.
It's just to say, hey, you're doing a great job, high five, because something could happen anytime.
Yes,
because even if you're burning the best wood.
The wood burning is one part of it, using it, but as you go through the winters, as we talked, your bricks can soak up a cup and a half of moisture. I learned that today myself, and the freeze-thaw causes issues. So you don't know what happened over the last season, even if you didn't use it.
What's the worst wood?
The worst wood would be
ash. Balsa, ash,
buckthorn you cut down in your yard that's green.
Pine.
And you stuff it in there and
don't burn.
Do you guys provide wood?
We don't.
You don't?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's a lot of reputable firewood companies in the Chicagoland
Sarah,
area.
Sarah, pizza box
but
is not,
absolutely
not recommended.
No. Well, a lot of the causes of damage to the chimneys and fireplaces is people putting a lot of newspaper, wrapping paper.
Wrapping paper.
Awful.
That's what we did growing up.
I feel like I see newspaper a lot, though.
But we, growing up, literally, Christmas morning, okay, what do we do with all this? Put it in our fireplace. And now it's like, that is a terrible idea.
That's definitely the reason I have ADD.
Yeah, we do demonstrations with the guys in the parking lot. Yeah, you put a flue tile out there, we stuff it with newspaper, and it cracks it immediately. So it's thousands of dollars worth of damage for over-firing. And people don't know.
Dad used to wash his hardwood floors with vinegar
and
hot water before he met Mr. Floor.
I know. That's right. Well, we learned. That's the whole point of this.
How you learn. Right. All right, Rob, here's another one. If we have a gas fireplace, is an inspection necessary on a gas fireplace?
Again, annual. Same interval. So you want to think of any heating system in your home as annual. Your furnace, your fireplace, gas stove, you want to have them looked at every year.
Yeah. All right, here's another one. 1962 home, two fireplaces, main floor, and one in the basement. Haven't used them in over 30 years.
Ooh.
Ran out of air there, Jeremy.
That's okay.
Haven't used them in over 30 years. Can you ask Mr. Lindemann if they would be best to be capped off or to decrease the draft? Thanks. What do you do with two fireplaces that have been used in 30 years and a home built in the 60s?
Well, I defer to Sarah. I don't think you'd want to render them unusable, so you'd want to keep them as they are. There's options you can seal them permanently with a piece of sheet metal on the top. There's top sealing dampers we can put on that seal them off airtight. But I certainly would keep the option open. You could frame over it and keep the fireplace there as a selling point for someone that might want to use it.
Sarah? Yeah, you don't want to make it unusable. No. Typically, if I have an estate sale or something where somebody isn't sure of the fireplace, we just say, seller hasn't used it, but have it inspected. You want it to be usable. It's a huge selling point.
They do make aftermarket products that you could put in front of your fireplace doors for drafts and things like that. Mm-hmm. So if it is drafty or unsettling, like, they can solve that pretty quickly.
And a very popular option now is gas inserts. So you take a masonry fireplace and essentially you seal everything up airtight. You have two tubes that go up through the chimney, and it's a sealed system, and you operate it with a remote control.
I have
one at my house. Yeah. I was sitting in front of it this morning. It's absolutely beautiful. And there's
clean and easy.
Clean and easy.
Yep.
And you and your team install those?
All the time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All the time.
Phone number. We got to hit a break.
847-918-7994 or lindeman.com.
All right. We've got a lot more text questions for Roy, for Rob, for Amy, for Sarah, and none for you.
That's
Jeremy.
Okay.
312-91-7200. 312-91-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. That was the MegaPros call, text, and photo line.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-91-7200, MegaPros, call, text, and photo line. We're going to do a speed round here, Rob. Does Lindeman make the change from wood to gas? Andrew would like to know that.
Yes.
You do that?
Every day.
Okay. And what is the cost to check out a gas fireplace? You think you gave an estimate was $299 or something?
But for WGN listeners, we'll do it for half off. We'll do $149.
Wow. Okay. So say WGN and get half off. All right, Roy, we're coming over to you. I just had 8 piers installed yesterday. Hugo and his crew did a great job. One question, does PermaSeal provide a report on what was done? Greg from Northbrook, what does 8 piers mean?
Okay, so they had a structural problem where the house was actually sinking.
Oh, great.
And piers are steel tubes that we drive down to bedrock or bearing soil and underpin the foundation. So now the house, instead of resting on this unstable soil, is resting on bedrock. So that's what piers are. They're underneath steel, ground steel that you don't know they're there. We do keep records of the depth that we get, the amount of pressure that's on each pier, so those are available, yes.
And I'm sure Northbrook, which I know Northbrook very well, the permitting in Northbrook is pretty extensive.
It's rigorous.
In depth.
Yeah, so these are very carefully engineered. We don't just take a guess and, this is deep enough or something like that. So
okay, so if Greg in Northbrook, Greg, I believe his name was, whatever my friend in Northbrook, my neighbor, I forgot his name already, because Benny erased it. Nice job, Ben. You know I've got challenges. Greg, also known as Ben. Around the neighborhood, Greg's known as Ben. So all that stuff.
Okay,
what's the turnaround time for you, Roy, for your guests, everybody, for free estimates? Most buyers don't have more than a few days. How quick, yours isn't free, but it's half off. Let's start. How soon can you get somebody out to do a $150 inspection?
Generally, this time of the year, we're booked out a few weeks, but when realtors call and there's transactions that happen, we jump.
Okay.
We try to get right on it.
Okay. Amy, if our listeners want you to come out to look at if it's viable for any type of mobility challenges, how quick can you get out to a home?
Very quickly. It just depends on the situation, but typically I'm booking it that week. To go meet clients. And
all right. Roy, what's your turnaround time?
Well, it's very weather-related. Get very busy when it's raining, but we have over 30 different consultants, estimators out in the field, and we have over 100 trucks on the road.
Yep.
So if you have an emergency situation, we try and accommodate them.
All right. And Sarah, how much time does a typical buyer have to get professionals in to do the checking of the mechanicals and the different parts of the house, like the fireplace and all the things that Roy goes over? How much time does
a buyer
have?
5 business days from when the contract is signed, but the attorneys can just extend one portion. So if everything looked good on the inspection, but they want to have the basement looked at or the fireplace, you can say we'll conclude this period, but then we want to have an extra 5 business days for them to come look at the fireplace. And that's usually acceptable.
Okay.
Yeah, to both sides. So no problem there.
All right, 773, we answered your question. That's Betty. That's Roy's dog saying, I want to get the hell out of here.
Trying to get on the radio.
Right. Nice job, buddy. You got on the radio. Shh. Keep it down. 312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Roy, 773, does your foam installation hide water damages? Does it hide? It doesn't stop water, but will it stop water? I added that. And does it hide water damages?
Well, it'll stop moisture penetration and water vapor, but it will not stop water.
Okay.
And so if you have a water problem, it's going to make itself known.
Okay.
Is there an aesthetic benefit to doing this?
I wouldn't say anybody does it for aesthetic reasons.
I think Roy kind of pointed it out. Like, you actually want to see it because then you know that somebody went through that extra
right.
step.
Right.
Right. So, no, it's not the sexiest thing in the entire world, but... No.
I would notice it. I would look at the utility room and say they went through that effort, and I would say that they probably take care of it.
Thank you. Absolutely. Yeah.
So you want to see it.
Yeah, you want to see it.
Bringing sexy back, Sarah, did she spray tan her face? That's another guess.
Spray tan? Only my face.
I did. Yeah. I did. That was me this morning. With a mint this
tons,
morning.
And tons of bronzer.
Yep, right.
Yeah. You do know we're on radio, right? Like, there's no camera.
Geez, sorry. So. Sorry, Dad.
All right. No to Sarah, yes to Amy. Yeah. Amy, text question here. What type of financing options? You mentioned financing options earlier in the show. What type of financing options are you speaking of?
So we can do rent-to-own situations on stairlifts and ramps. It just depends on the situation. But like I said, we work with, we partner with Care Credit. So that's something that you can look up on our website, www.allaboutaccess.com, to see kind of what rates that they offer. But it would be something that you would finance directly through them.
All right, we're going to go to line one. We have Cheryl in Lockport with a question for our host. Cheryl, you got Rob Lindemann ready to answer your question, my friend. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. Hi. We have a soapstone made by Hearthstone, and we got it installed in 06. And a few days ago, the front glass broke on the door the first time we were lighting it for the winter. And we had it on low, so it's kind of strange how that happened. But the people that installed it are no longer in business, and I called Hearthstone and left a message twice with two different, like one with the customer service and then one with the parts department, and neither one called me back. So, and I just left a message at a different place, but it's up in McHenry County. Do you recommend anybody down here that would be able to, and it's supposed to be a lifetime warranty on the glass. What do you recommend going for?
Do you guys handle Lockport?
It's a little bit out of our service area, but this is one that I'd be happy to chase down for you.
Okay.
Sometimes you got to put a little pressure on the manufacturers. This time of the year is busy for our industry, but I'd love to get your number off the air, and I'll call that company, and we'll get that glass for you.
Yeah, we'll take care of you, Cheryl, okay?
Okay, and also there's a part coming down. I think my husband called it the heat shield, so that needs to get replaced too. So,
all right, looks like you need $149. Yeah, looks like you need $149 WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago special fireplace inspection because. It sounds like she's got a lot of things going on there, Rob.
Yeah, happy to help you. Yeah, sometimes the manufacturers are challenging to deal with, but we do a lot of business with a lot in our industry, and we can get people to move and jump for us.
All right, Cheryl?
Okay.
All right, and Rob likes chocolate chip cookies. Just say.
Yeah. With nuts or without? Yeah.
Are you a nut guy,
Go down to 129 plus chocolate chip cookies.
Are you? Would you like nuts in your chocolate chip cookies?
I do. I like peanuts.
Rob likes peanut chocolate chip cookies, Cheryl. Can you work on that?
Gotcha.
All right. Okay. Rob will call you after the show, my friend. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. All right. She's gone. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Benny, we have to be off by what, or I get electrocuted? What time? We have to be off the air at 56:15. So I'm just letting everybody know, if we're not off at 56:15, I've got 220 volts tied to my chair that I'm going to get shocked.
I think we kind of want to see
personally
that.
Stay on the air to see that.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
Done.
I can't wait for 57.
I'm willing to run that risk.
Absolutely. Sign me up.
I've never seen so much support on the radio. 312-981-7. Oh, yeah, let's just go to like 150 to see what happens. Yeah.
You're not going to need a spray tan.
That's right. let's bring in the graham crackers and Hershey bars and marshmallows. We're going to make Hochberg s'mores.
S'mores.
312-981-7200. This is Home Swim Chicago at 720. WGN, that was the MegaPros call, text, and phone line. We'll be right back.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, we got to break it down, Sarah. Our listeners want to know, what did you have done to your face?
Yeah. What, go ahead, what Sarah. What did you have done to your
face? The brows, baby.
Yeah, you had the brows done again.
It's permanent the brows.
Doubled
it's
up.
Wild. So it sounds cooler if I say I got a tattoo on my face.
I guess
microblading. Because I'm tough.
Microblading.
Yeah, that's right.
And the next question is, how many times has Rob Lindemann seen, what's that?
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. Rob, the answer is?
And the answer is zero.
That
should be a staple for
I think
you.
It has part that my dad took me when I was younger to a home show, and he had it playing on loop, the Chim Chimney thing. Yeah. And I think at that point I said, I am never watching that movie ever.
Just traumatized.
All right, we had a text message here. David, if you're so irritated when somebody says, real lot tur, why do you keep saying Chim-a-ni?
Because you're from Chicago. Okay.
They're not wrong. Yeah.
Well, how do you say it?
Chimney.
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 Or right. Masonry.
Chimney.
It's not masonry. Masonry. Chimney.
Masonry. One thing
real
at a time.
Tour.
Come on, I'm going to need at least a month to get the chimney done. All right, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Do you want to? We kind of you've been involved in the show, but we really
exactly. You really didn't talk about me. That's
right. I know.
Just about your hair, which is really all that matters.
I'm next to you, maybe next. That's it. Yeah,
that's it.
That's it.
You haven't had a haircut in what, 9 months?
Yeah, I think it's been about that.
It's been 9 months.
Yeah. Just growing it out. We'll see what it. Do you like it?
I don't know,
yeah,
Roy. What do you think? Yeah. Would you die for that, Roy? Yeah.
I like the idea of not having to get a haircut for nine
that
months.
Part's nice.
I don't know if it's worth that, but.
At this point, it hides all the grays. So
it looks
well,
good.
Hides most grays.
It makes you look youthful.
Sure.
It's working for you.
Cool. Yeah,
I want to dive a little deeper. What did you mean by that, Roy?
Yeah. Should I get a couch, Roy, and just lay down and tell you how I really feel? Or like, where are we at with
that's
this?
About,
do you charge by the hour?
That's how Roy. That's how Roy Spencer slammed you. Looks good on you.
Real good. I love that. I love that.
Look good. You should go to a blind convention. I'm sure they'd love it. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. All right, we're going to give everybody a minute to say goodbye so I don't get yelled at or electrocuted. Start down with our host, Rob. Thank you for, on behalf of Lou and his show and WGN, we came out here early at 6 o'clock. Adam came out here at 2 o'clock. He's ready to go in the back room and take a nap, but he's got to break all this stuff down. Thanks for having us. It's Fire Awareness Month. Is that what it is? Fire Awareness Month. Well, your dime, your dance floor. Say, what do you want to leave our listeners with?
All right, now would be a great time to have us out for that cleaning. We offered the special half-off price for WGN listeners for $149. We also do HVAC. So we have a bundle especially for them. So an extra $49, you can get your heating and your air conditioner tuned.
Nice.
We have a nice package deal for WGN listeners. So this is the time to check out your systems. When you fire up that furnace, you want it to work. And when you fire up that fireplace, you want it to be safe.
And you're going to be firing it up within the next 30 days on a more regular basis.
Probably tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Amy, if our listeners want to reach out to you, Rob, how do they reach out to you to get that special?
847-918-7994 at lindemann.com. And mention you heard it on WGN.
All right. Amy Fair-Harrell, what do you want to leave our listeners with?
Just that we are happy to help you find solutions in your home for accessibility issues that you might have. We're willing to come out and do a free assessment fairly quickly if needed. We can come out and look before you sell your home or before you buy a new home. There's a lot of options out there. There's a million accessibility options. We know them all, and we're willing to help you. So give us a call. 630-616-6249, and our website is allaboutaccess.com.
And if you're realtors out there that have sold a home with equipment in them, mm-hmm. and you would like mm-hmm. a professional to remove them.
That's yep. huge.
To have as little damage to the property as possible, give you guys a call as well.
Yep, and we can work on helping to donate some of those things to people in need as well. So
okay, good.
It's a win-win.
Phone number one more time.
630-616-6249.
And we do have proof of life from Frank. He is.
He texted that we are all welcome to have more mimosas.
Okay, there you go. Roy Spencer, yes. If our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine tribe at PermaSeal, what's the best number to reach you guys at?
800-421-7325.
421-7325. And you have financing opportunities as well.
We do. And like I say, we obviously like helping people when it's raining, you have immediate problems, and, you know, if you have water, call us. But we also like to help people prevent, you know, not deal with more severe problems. We have a very extensive preventive maintenance thing. We happen to provide free inspections to help you avoid problems instead of just fixing the ones that exist.
Phone number one more time.
800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
And your dog, Buddy, is beautiful.
Ah, so what good guy.
Good boy, Buddy. And so
great
is your
guy.
Wife.
Yeah. Wow.
A little irritation in
good,
that look.
Your wife is more charming and beautiful at the same time than the dog. But we thank Laurent for coming out as well. Man, but I'm going to have to clean up that mess in 5 minutes.
Whoa.
All right, Sarah Leonard, if our listeners want to, what's the best tip of the day you want to leave our listeners with?
Call us to plan for listing your home in the spring. Don't start guessing at what to do. Let us help you.
Phone number.
224-239-3966, and my beautiful brows and I will be out.
In Northbrook, you're still selling those properties in Northbrook.
We are.
All right.
Yep.
Jeremy, MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
I just want our customers to call you for any home improvement advice from now on. Right? Like, I just want to see what would happen. Like, instead of calling 847-658-8989.
You know what it would be?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm going to get Jeremy on the phone.
Yeah. I think it'd be more fun, right, in all fairness.
It would be an absolute disaster.
If you own a house, have a home, we can help. Literally, we partnered up with Lineman Chimney, Access, PermaSeal, and Sarah, and CenterGuard. For any of our customer needs. So any of our technicians can go out, look at your house. If you have a chimney problem, we're going to send Lindemann out. If you have a water issue, if you have an accessibility challenge, or if you want to sell your house. So
phone number?
847-658-8989.
All right, I'm David Hochberg. If you want to reach me during the week, we have 1 minute left.
Let's do it.
No.
No electrocution. Let's take it.
Come
no
on.
Electrocution this week. Maybe next week. Stay tuned. No, we got a packed show next week as well. I want to thank everybody for listening. Rates are in the sevens. What's going on in the Middle East and around the world does impact rates. So keep your eyes on that. If you have any questions whatsoever, the consultation is complimentary, and the advice that we give is always in your financial best interest, not ours. So if it's in your best interest to refinance, we will advise you to refinance. If it's not, everybody on the show is vetted and professional, and I refer out their names and their businesses all the time, every single day of every single week, and I strongly recommend you go to our website to check them out. It's WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. You get all their contact information as well as download podcasts of previous shows.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Amy Ferrero from Access, Sarah Leonard of the Sarah Leonard Group, Rob Lindemann from Lindemann Chimney, and Roy Spencer from PermaSeal. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.